Lift up your hands and let's worship this God of God. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you, Lord, for being our God of the covenant. Adoration to your name. Thank you for the testimonies of the nation's worship. Thank you for the blank check you gave us. Thank you for what it is doing in our lives. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Again, thank you for drastic prophetic interferences and interventions in the agenda of the enemy in the lives of people. How we had diverse testimonies this morning that show that you are so strong and mighty on this altar. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a praise, everybody. And again, welcome to the beautiful month of February. And welcome somebody to the month of February as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Welcome to the first Sunday of the month of February. It is a blessed Sunday. Had a wonderful time already with several testimonies. And this blessing Sunday, I speak very quickly on the subject, the way of the blessing. The way of the blessing. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Bible makes it clear. Bible said, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion. And God blessed them. It is true throughout scripture that we serve the God of blessing. We serve the God who is permanently interested in the blessing of his people. And this started right from creation. We just saw that now in Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 28. You move to Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. Unto a land that I will show thee. The Lord And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee. And make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. From creation he blessed them. Raising a people through Abraham, he blessed them. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 2. We see again the blessing of the Lord. And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. All these blessings. Revelation chapter 5 verse 12, we also saw that Jesus died, and part of the reason for his death was to receive the blessing in addition to other things, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. So God never has a problem with the blessing. And what is more, we have seen in Genesis that when you start with the blessing, you end in dominion. And God blessed them. And God said, have dominion. So the journey of dominion begins with a blessing. And it's dominion 2025. So it's the same as blessing 2025. Somebody say loud, amen. The question is, what is it that makes me to start the journey of the blessing itself? The things we are going to be considering in this service will be consistent in the second service, except that we'll do the flip side of it in the second service. If I want to see the blessing, what do I do that I may see the blessing? Number one, what is the way? It's number one, the way of fruitfulness. And God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful. To be blessed is to be fruitful. And to be fruitful is to be blessed. And God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful. To be blessed is to be fruitful. And to be fruitful is to be blessed. If you are determined to bear spiritual fruit, no devil can deprive you of being blessed. In the book of John chapter 15 and in verse 2, he said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh it away. But every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth. But now, read from verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit. Keep going. And now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. Now, you jump to verse 15. Henceforth I call you not servants. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. And 9 verse 15. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, so that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. One of our mandates this year is a mandate of very, very aggressive evangelism, which anchors our dominion for 2025. And it has been clear and proved that following that way of fruit bearing is a confirmation of blessedness. Paul the Apostle, who said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel, said, I have all and I abound. Having received from Epaphroditus the things that were sent, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. He was the one who said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. That is, I am equal to everything, and I am in short supply of nothing. The way of fruitfulness. Embrace the way of fruit. You see, many people are busy praying to God, bless me. And God is saying, what are you doing that I'll bless you for what? It is a way of fruitfulness. Number two is the way of obedience. The way of obedience. We just read Deuteronomy 28:1-2. It shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe, to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if you will hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, the way of obedience. In Isaiah chapter 1 and in verse 19, it said, if they obey, if you be willing and be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So there is good in the land. But it belongs to the willing and the obedient. If you be willing and obedient. Abraham obeyed. In Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 1, when God asked Abraham to get out of his father's house, then Abraham departed. In verse 5, he departed. Verse 4, he departed. So Abraham departed. He obeyed. And the outcome of that obedience was the massiveness of the blessing. What are we talking about in obedience? It is finding out what God wants done per time. You find out what God wants done per time and you get it done. What are you saying to me, Lord? For example, in 2025, what is your mind for me? We can't do what we have done always and get a different result. Many people want to continue the same routine of life and get results that are different. It's not possible. What do you want me done? What do you want me to do? That was the question that Paul the apostle asked Jesus on the road to Damascus. Lord, what will you have me do? Everybody seated here and everybody watching from all around the world. 2025, what are you asking me to do? What am I to do differently? What am I to do that I am not doing? One of the greatest challenges of church is to come sit all the time and hear things and then do the same things we have always done. As if the preacher is playing. As if he's just giving advice. The way of obedience. Number three is the way of service. Exodus 23 and in verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless thy bread and thy water. We can stop there actually. You shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless your bread and your water. Service. We already read Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. If you be willing. Willing to do what? Willing to serve him. And obey him. You shall eat the good of the land. What is service all about? I'll define it in two ways in this service and then two ways in the next service. Service is making a difference in the kingdom. You are not just in church, you make a difference. Churchgoers come to church and expect to be served. Those who serve God make a difference. They don't just complain about what is not working. They make the difference. They make the difference in causing souls to be saved. They make the difference in causing traffic to flow, in causing order in the sanctuary. In touching lives in one way or the other, they make the difference. Second, service is being on permanent standby for kingdom assignment. Permanent standby for kingdom assignment. It is being on your duty post for God. You shall serve the Lord. And he shall bless your bread and your water. That is why If you are not serving God the way certain people serve God, don't complain about the extent of the blessing they have. Don't. It's the way of service. And I want to appeal to someone here this year, 2025. If you won't serve God in anything at all, at least serve God in the winning of souls. Serve God in kingdom enlargement and kingdom enhancement. Let heaven bear the record of your service. The way of service is the way of the blessing. Number four is the way of diligence. The way of work. Diligence. Walk. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 8, the Bible says, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, shall command the blessing. In Proverbs chapter 10 and in verse 4, the Bible said, he becometh poor that dealeth with his slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. It's a process. He becometh poor. He is becoming poor. He is finally poor that dealeth with a slack hand. Please notice two or three things. That dutifulness. Okay, let me start like this. Dutifulness is the way of blessedness. Show me a dutiful person. Show me a dutiful person. And I will show you a blessed person. On the contrary, secondly, idleness is the way of emptiness. Is the way of emptiness. Is the way of empty-handedness. Idleness. If God must bless, there must be the work of hands. Top thing I would like you to note here is that your work is what determines your worth. Work determines worth. You are not working, you won't see worth. You see, in Second Thessalonians chapter 3 and in verse 10, he said, for even when we were with you, these we commanded you that if any will not walk, neither should he eat. People are busy eating without walking. It's an abomination. That is, sooner or later, food will be cut off from the mouth of the one who avoids work. Am I communicating? Say amen. Don't wait for government to work. Give yourself work to do. Don't say I don't have a work. There is too much to do with your life. If nobody employ you, employ yourself. See the young man's testimony. He preached my message, looking for somebody to give him cloth to wear. Looking for 10 naira. Now he went to the market. See grain there. The whole place look rugged. Even the house where the grain is not plastered. But that does not stop 5 million from entering his pocket. I was talking to a young man the other day, and I feel like sharing it here. When we grew up into the family of Some very aggressive entrepreneurial people. My father was like that. Traded as we grew up with some Mercedes car from childhood. Luxury buses, lorries, J5s, and all of them, plenty on the road. Now, one of the children of one of such people in the same town, one of the children of one of them, I was talking with him the other day, totally stranded. Totally stranded. Children's school fees is a challenge. Feeding is a challenge. Everything is a challenge. So I say, what can you do? Let's see how you can be assisted to start something, to do something. You say, I want to sell cloth. Maybe I can open a fashion shop. I say, think again. It's okay. Maybe I will do commodities like my father did. I say, you are talking now. Like my father did. I say, you are talking now. He said, they used to go to bush market, buy grain, buy this, buy that. I say, you are talking now. I say, these people will understand, especially successful fathers, if children will understand what their fathers did, the energy they deployed, the aggressiveness with which they walked, and then just Abraham followed the path of Isaac, followed the path of Abraham. And Jacob followed. If you would just understand that and just line up with it, for those who have such examples, you won't be, you should be father than your father. He nodded his head. Say, you are talking now. Am I communicating? I was talking with one of my uncles yesterday. I mean, the other day, last week. He knew, man, the history of our father and us. I said, what was he doing? What was our father doing when he was younger? I said, everything. Anything that was profitable, they bought and sold. Anything. Went to the bush, went to market in the morning, returned back at night. Anything. So those people couldn't be poor. But children of these days want to buy iPhone that they can't afford. So they turned into 419 and Yahoo. Children. Do you understand what I'm talking about? People want to be succeeding without working. God bless me. What work? What do you want me to bless you on? If you are lazy, it can't be easy. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I was talking to a young man the other day. And I said, you are saying some people are higher than you or somebody's. I said, when was the last time you didn't eat food for 3 days? You drank only water. Okay, what of 5 days? Okay, what of 7 days? Before you say somebody is lucky and you are not lucky, before you say, I don't know what they are using. There are even those who say some people stole their destiny. Where you are sitting down full stomach every day. Somebody at times is eating breakfast by 2 p.m., 3 p.m. Is sitting down working on daily devotional, sitting down working on worship music, sitting down and orchestrating prayers for the midnight prayers every day. The other day we were in Lagos on Thursday, flew back straight from the airport to join midnight prayer. My wife was telling me, I don't know the number of messages you preached in January. Every day of the fasting, you sat down and got and prepared message. At times, 3 messages: one for the evangelism, one for the fasting, another one for the same day. And then you are on such a journey, tirelessly and restlessly, permanently, bereketeshously. Somebody is sitting down belching from full stomach. using toothpick when there is nothing to pick. And he's looking for the same reason. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want somebody to step into a baptism of work in 2025. Don't wait for the things you want. Start with the things you find. And the things you want will begin to look for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? These are the reasons why there are a lot of Christians. I've given my tithe. I have done this. I've done that. And I am not succeeding. You are not succeeding because you are not energetic and aggressive enough. You must weary out the demons of your father's house by energy. You must weary out the powers that try to hold you back by restlessness. I tell people, you can be restless until you can be arrested by the devil. Too restless to be arrested. Too restless to be resisted. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. A lady testified yesterday, I think on commanding the day midnight prayer, how God opened up things for her. She's a teacher receiving, is it 30 something thousand a month? Or 50 something thousand a month? 35,000 a month? And then got online teaching work and began to earn over 400,000 naira every month. Now, if you find out about that online, that kind of online teaching work, very demanding and tasking. But if you are ready to work, you are ready to earn. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then God is excited because he's a worker. He's looking for what you are doing to bless it abundantly. And today, I see somebody blessed. And if you are the one, say amen. 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 If you are the one, shout the loudest, amen. The way of diligence. Number 5 is the way of faithfulness. Proverbs. Chapter 28 and in verse 20. It said, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. He shall abound with blessings. What is faithfulness all about? Let me say it in a few words. And I'll make a phrase. First, to be dependable is to be blessed. Faithfulness means this man is dependable. To be dependable is to be blessed. If people don't consider you dependable, if God don't consider you dependable, there is a limit to what God can do with your life. Second, to be consistent and constant in the right action is to be blessed. To be consistent and constant in the right action is to be blessed. There are people who do good things occasionally, but not everybody can do the right thing consistently. You know this is the right thing to do, and you are doing it consistently. That is faithfulness. To be consistent and constant in the right action is to be blessed. The faithful. Faithfulness means being consistent, being constant in the right action. Let me give you a third meaning. It's to be real and genuine is to be blessed. Show me a man who is real. Show me a worker who is real, who is genuine. Show me a husband, a wife who is real, who is genuine. You will be blessed. You can't escape the blessing. Even God will advertise you to the devil. Have you seen a man? See my servant Job. Show me anybody who is like him. Am I communicating? The challenge we have is why a lot of fake and plastic people, unreal, inconsistent. Give them a job today before, amen. 2-3 days, they begin to complain of several things.
complain of several things. When we started the ministry, one young man was with us. I believe he was in that same one room, right? That same one room. At the start of the ministry, we had one room. My wife was in that room. Myself was in that room. Our first daughter was in that room. A relation of ours was in that room. My wife's cousin who was with us was in that room. And then that young man who was like the first real church worker in terms of, was in that room. He was a convert from the university. He was with us in that room. Six people in one multipurpose room. The room, toilet is outside. None of that. So, let us all go on evangelism. We'll go out. This guy will come back with plenty complaint. Either the sun was too hot or... plenty complaints. He was just... When I saw his countenance, one day I said, do you like to travel? You can actually travel and see if you can travel and change environment and come. And he traveled and didn't come back. No GSM, nothing. I didn't know what happened. What happened to this? Oh, yeah, no. No, what happened was that we went to one town one day, I think, for a crusade. And then the crowd was gathered and went crusade. I saw him at the tail end of the crowd. He was standing at the periphery, hand on the chest. I said, how are you? When the crusade, how are you defined? How is life? Nothing. That man was given an opportunity to be at the beginning of a ministry such as this. Before any of the pastors came, he was there. Where will he have been now? It's nowhere to be found. Otherwise, I would have heard of him. Would have heard of him. Nowhere. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are many people not reliable. And I'm not asking that you are pretending that you are reliable. That is, God knows you are reliable. You carry a spirit, a climate of reliability. There is something about you that gives people rest. Please, I'd like you to hear this message today. It's not a typical give and it shall be given. That is not that typical. Because it's possible to do the giving and still remain very unfaithful. Boss can't depend on you. Somebody asked you to build a house for them. You build a house that will crash. It's a new day for somebody. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace. I receive the grace for reliability. I receive the grace to be real in the name of Jesus. The way of faithfulness. Number six is the way of righteousness. The way of righteousness. Job chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3. The Bible says there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. There were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And this man was the greatest of all, the man of the east. The man was upright. The man eschewed evil. Psalm 1 verse 1 to verse 3, the Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, shall prosper. What is the righteousness we are talking about? It involves several things, but let me narrow it down to one or two. Number one, the way of right dealings is the way of the blessing. Right dealings. Dealing righteously. You are involved in business deals, in transactions, and you deal rightly. You deal correctly. You deal correctly. It's the way of the blessing, not the way of crookedness. There are many people who want the blessing of God on crooked deals. A brother of this church, before he ever came to this church, said he got to know that the business he was doing was illegal. He decided to abandon the business. It was bringing millions, but it was, and he couldn't account for the money. That was how he stopped that business and began to wait on the Lord. The Lord opened the door to his profession, his career, what he learned in school, engineering, construction. Somebody called him and said, can you do this job? Unknown to the person that was his profession. Yes, I can. From that day, and with his faithfulness in covenant practice and so on, he said he has never looked for job. Job looks for him. He avoided that way of crookedness. One illegal naira can destroy the legal billions coming your way. Avoid it. The way of right dealings is the way of the blessing. And then, secondly, doing all things with a pure conscience is the way of the blessing. With a pure conscience, with a clear conscience. This business I am doing, is my conscience clear? This transaction, is my conscience clear? If it is not, the blessing of God may not be able to rest on it. The way of righteousness. Number 7 is the way of giving and sacrifice. The way of giving, the way of sacrifice. Genesis chapter 8 verse 20 to verse 22. The Bible said, and Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled the sweet savour. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease while the earth remaineth. He builded an altar. The life of Noah changed as he built an altar. Giving, sacrifice, in terms of givings in offerings, givings in tithes, giving to the less privileged, giving sacrificially for kingdom expansion and enlargement, giving. For evangelism. One day, many years ago, we were still in Area 1. I was in a meeting where the Lord asked me to give, to make our church to give a particular amount as a sacrifice. Because organizations and institutions, churches also give and sacrifice. That's the difference between many people. And then asked me to give personally also, sacrificially. And what he told me to give was half, 50% of what the whole church is to give. Wow. That means the demand for me was very heavy. And I was to do it in the January of that year. The January of the year. The beginning of the year. Which was what I did. I gave. Before that month of January ended, what I gave as a person returned back about 5-6 times that same January. So these things that some of us talk about are not theoretical things. Right from university days, you can never have a closed heaven if your hand is not closed, if your fist is not tight. You won't know what they call dry season. You can't know it. See all the kind of things going on in this place. Without nobody here under pressure. See the AC air conditioner engines outside. Did you see them? Those are estates. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Without nobody under zero pressure. We are in crusade from next week. No, not this week, Thursday. Oh, either it's Thursday, Friday. All right. It's Thursday, Friday. This week. From this week. I thought we're. That's true. From this week, we are already on the field. No pressure. And then from village to city to nations. How is that? If your hand is not closed, your heaven can't be closed. As far as the blessing of God is concerned. The final way of the blessing this morning is the way of connection to higher blessing or higher unction. The way of connection. Genesis chapter 12 verse 2 to verse 3. God speaking to Abraham said, and I'll make of thee a great blessing, and I'll bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee. Every river that flows to your ocean can't dry. And I will curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. I'll bless them that bless thee. That was Abraham. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20b. Believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. There is a connection between your prosperity and the prophetic mantle over your life. There is a connection between your blessing and God's agents of blessing deposits. What do you do? My advice is threefold. Number one is submission to priestly and prophetic authority. There must be a deliberate submission. God must know who your prophet is, who your priest is, who he's passing the blessing through to your life. There are people who have no clear-cut submission to priestly and prophetic authority. Secondly, you must genuinely honor the priest or prophet or carrier of the blessing. Genuine honor. Genuine honor. When we talk about honor, it's not just respect. Honor is connected to the release of value and valuables. When I go to minister in place, they honor me. They call it honorarium. We grew up to know that when you receive your first salary, you honor your father or parents who trained you in school. Those kind of things. It's honor. Genuine honor. Your heart honors them. Your life honors them. And finally, promptly obey prophetic instructions. Promptly. 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 Obey prophetic instructions. Any prophet whose instructions you can't obey, you don't, it's not your prophet. You don't believe him, so don't waste your time. But let me add this. Anybody who claims to be your priest or your prophet, placing demands and unnecessary pressure on your life for material returns, is not real. And if he's real, he's out of order. Everyone according as a purpose set in his heart, let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity. Not pressure. Before Elijah could ask the Shunammite, the widow of Zarephath, to give him the meal, God said, I have commanded the widow woman to sustain. So the woman already had a command. Even if she was pretending like she never heard, because of the reality on ground. But God told Elijah, I have commanded the woman. So Elijah was speaking based on what God told him he had commanded her to do. So the command was not coming from Elijah. It was coming from the Lord. Somebody say loud, amen. Beloved, if we will align ourselves with those things mentioned this morning, your blessing is confirmed. Let's go through it. Number one, the way of the blessing. Number one is what? The way of fruitfulness. Ensure that you are a winner of souls in 2025. Bear fruit for the kingdom. Number two is the way of obedience. Lord, what are you saying to me? What instruction should I obey? What should I do differently in 2025? Number three is the way of service. In what way are you making a difference in the kingdom? Or do you just sit down to be served? Number four is the way of diligence, the way of work. What is God going to bless? What is your hand on? You want God to bless empty hands? Number five, and if you already have the work of your hands, are you working enough? Are you diligently and tirelessly wearing out the devil? Number five is the way of faithfulness. Are you reliable? Are you dependable? Can the heart of anybody dealing with you be at rest? Number five, number six is the way of righteousness. Are you doing things right dealings? Is your conscience clear in these things? Number six, seven is the way of giving and sacrifice. There are those still arguing about fighting, arguing. That is kindergarten. You come to the point where you come to some points where what you are giving God cannot, literally can't be percentaged. Can't. Kindergarten stuff, longest time. The truth of the matter is it may annoy people. But God has the capacity to sustain himself and his work without any dime from any human being. He has done it in scripture before. He made a fish to bring out money. He anointed an unbeliever, King Cyrus, who was not in the commonwealth of Israel at all, to rebuild Jerusalem. He can get that done any day, and he has done that over and over. We had during the Rwanda days, a woman was attending our church, and that her husband, who is of the other religion, was sending her with offering and tithe.
of the other religion. You say, I believe in that church. I believe in that pastor. I believe in everything they are doing. Please give them to us. And he said, you can go. We're going to the church. He will be doing his own. God has the capacity to raise a raven, to raise anything. So nobody should feel too big. The title or whatever you are giving is too miserable to change anything with God. It's unnecessary to argue. The way of giving and sacrifice, and number 8, is the way of connection to higher blessing and higher unction. How many feel liberated? Feel liberated. It's time for us to stop doing theory. Let's walk. Let's hear things that will work. Let's walk it, and it shall work out. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise for what you have heard this morning. Give him the honor, give him the adoration. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. El Gibor, thank you. El Gibor, thank you. Go ahead and speak to God. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. El Shaddai, Elion, Elohim. Thank you, Master. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Be glorified, Lord. Lift up your hands for 1 minute and let's just begin to pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Master Tokola Baya Dagalahara. Let us make a practice of Tokola Dagalahara. Let us take to the spirit of Tokola Dagalahara. Let us take to the spirit of Tokola. Lift your hands and lift your voice and say after me and say, Father, I come before you today in the name of Jesus. I ask that you help me to be faithful. I ask that you help me to be fruitful, to understand the way of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace for obedience in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace for service in the name of Jesus, to be diligent in the work of the kingdom. I receive the grace to be faithful in the name of Jesus, the way of righteousness, to avoid crookedness. I receive the way, the grace of giving, the grace of sacrifice. I receive it in the name of Jesus, and the way of connection to higher blessings and to higher unction. I receive the grace from my prophetic covering and priestly covering and the blessing today. I receive, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray.
You want your sins forgiven. You are saying, Pastor, I want today to be a new beginning in my life. Stand up quickly. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and rush to the front here. And let me pray for you. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to be a new day for my life. Are you ready? Stand quickly. Don't be the last to come. Be the first. One.
I surrender all.
Quickly, quickly come forward.
I surrender all unto thee, my blessed Savior.
Two.
I surrender. I surrender all.
Three.
I surrender all.
I surrender
all.
Four. They come, we are going to continue the singing. But while they come, if you are here, you have given your life to Christ in the course of the week, maybe one of our officers led you to Christ on the road, in the street, in your neighborhood, please come forward and join us as well. You already did it, but we want to assist you to be established in the church today. Everyone like that. You have an addiction, smoking addiction, tobacco addiction, marijuana addiction, masturbation addiction, immorality addiction, drunkenness addiction, and you want it broken. Rush to the front as well. Finally, you want to rededicate yourself to God. You have given your life to Christ before, but you know you are not doing well spiritually. You fell back to the world, and you want to do it well now. Quickly stand up on your feet and come forward. I'll give you the count of 10 while the song is on. One.
Unto
quickly.
The
run, 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 run.
Unto thee.
Lord, a praise. Place your hand on your chest and pray again this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. In the name of Jesus, grace to live for God is released for you. I declare it done. In Jesus' name.